This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Trump administration this week is pulling back $153 million in funding to the Illinois Department of Human Services and Department of Public Health. My colleague Isabella Nieto reports the federal grants were previously approved for mental health services, substance abuse treatment, and infectious disease prevention in Illinois. Chelsea Laliberte Barnes is a co-chair of the Illinois Harm Reduction and Recovery Coalition and says federal funding has helped the state manage the opioid crisis.
Ripping that away, defunding what's working is not the answer. It's never been the answer. So I think it's going to result in taking a number of steps back on the progress we've made.
The cuts are part of billions of dollars in grants canceled this week by the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Cloudy skies in Chicago today are not stopping White Sox fans from celebrating opening day on the South Side. First-time White Sox manager Will Venable has his hands full after the team last year lost a league record 121 games. Opening day fans are optimistic. Southside Beverly resident Matt Berglund says he has missed only two Sox opening days in 30 years.
I'm hoping they break last year's record. I'm looking for 20 wins this year. Yeah.
Sox fan Greg James says last year's poor record should be easy for the Sox to beat.
I'll say they'll do at least 20 more wins than last year. You know, it's hard to be worse. So.
And meantime, the Cubs are playing the Diamondbacks tonight in Arizona. So if you're a driver in Chicago and you want to get caught up on your vehicle sticker, but you don't want to pay a penalty, next month is when you want to pay attention. The city clerk is waiving vehicle sticker penalties for April. Block Club Chicago reporting Amnesty Month means people with a Chicago address can purchase a city sticker for their motorbike, their car, or truck with no late fees or back charges. And the Other Art Fair returns this weekend to Chicago. It kicks off tonight on the city's north side. The event features original works from more than 115 emerging and independent artists and a variety of immersive experiences. Fair director Emily Jean says the one-on-one interaction between visitors and artists can reframe how art can be perceived and create a lasting connection.
Most art fairs have galleries exhibiting artists' work. We're an artist-exhibited art fair, so when you attend the fair and you're looking around at all the artwork on display, you're actually getting to meet the artists, speak to them about what their inspirations are, what their process is, and really get that firsthand experience.
This year's highlights include live portraits, printmaking, and an art scavenger hunt. The fair lasts through Sunday in the Ravenswood neighborhood, and the Other Art Fair is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Weather, cloudy skies, some scattered sprinkles, a high in the upper 50s. And then tonight, cloudy, breezy, some showers and thunderstorms are likely, and a low in the upper 40s. And Friday, getting very warm. It's going to be cloudy and breezy, some rain in the morning, and gradual clearing in the afternoon. Friday's high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.